This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. death toll from the coronavirus pandemic topped 5,100 late Wednesday, according to a running tally from Johns Hopkins University. The tally showed 5,116 deaths. On the same day, the United States set a one-day record of 884 people killed in 24 hours from the virus. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has resisted calls to issue a national stay-at-home order to stem the spread of the new coronavirus, despite his administration's projections that tens of thousands of Americans are likely to be killed by the disease. Instead, states are increasingly pushing shutdown orders of their own. Mr. Trump said Wednesday he wants to give governors flexibility on whether a stay-at-home policy is the best option for their constituents. But he acknowledged that he's looking at limiting air and rail travel between hotspots within the United States. As hotspots flared around the United States in places like New Orleans, Detroit, and Southern California, New York was the hardest hit of them all, with the bodies loaded onto refrigerated morgue trucks by gurney and forklift outside overwhelmed hospitals. And the worst is yet to come, with Vice President Mike Pence comparing the U.S. trajectory to that of Italy. Experts warn that there could be 100,000 to 240,000 deaths in the U.S., even if social distancing guidelines are maintained. Scientists offered more evidence Wednesday that the coronavirus is spread by seemingly healthy people who show no clear symptoms, while the federal government issued new guidance warnings that anyone exposed to the disease can be considered a carrier. A study by researchers in Singapore became the latest to estimate that somewhere around 10% of new infections may be sparked by people who carried the virus but not suffered its flu-like symptoms. In response to that study and others, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention changed how it defined the risk of infection for Americans. This is VOA News.